I did not achieve this position in life by having some snot-nosed punk leave my cheese out in the wind.
You're listening to WMFO in Medford, Tufts, Freeform, non-commercial radio. You're actually listening to a thunderstorm, the ultimate thunderstorm, perhaps, Irv Ty Bell's Ultimate Thunderstorm from his Environments series. On this evening's Plastic Sushi Strawberries and Thyme sound collage. That's right. It's not just an ordinary radio show. It's a sound collage with audio clips from movies and TV shows. Sometimes documentaries, sometimes political speeches. Who knows where? Mixed in between and on top of the music. Yeah, that's what we do every Friday night from 8 to 10 p.m. here on WMFO in Medford. And this evening, our theme is punk versus funk. As we exactly alternate between funk songs and punk songs. And we kicked off that last set with a band that could do both, as well as so many other genres. Queen, with their big hit, their big funk hit, Another One Bites the Dust, followed by a punk song of theirs from the News of the World album, Sheer Heart Attack. And things could be a little confusing because there's an album of Queen's, an earlier album called Sheer Heart Attack. And that song does not most definitely appear on it. That was written by their drummer, Roger Taylor, who played the rhythm guitars on it. And I was wrong. He did not really sing backing vocals, but that was, yeah, Freddie Mercury vocal for sure. And then a funk song from Kool and the Gang, Jungle Boogie, followed by the Dead Kennedys and Kill the Poor. I found that on Chuck Yu's America, Family and Friends special release album. And then it was hot chocolate with you, sexy thing, from the second Pure Funk compilation. Yeah, volume 2 of Pure Funk. And then we finished things off with a punk band called 999 Absolution. In the next set, we're going to be hearing from, on the punk side, we're going to be hearing from Green Day and the Ramones. And also a band that was never really punk. They were maybe more new wave, U2. But they're going to be doing a very cool cover of the Ramones' Beat on the Brat. I just love the way the Edge plays rhythm guitar on this cool cover you're going to be hearing. And then, yeah, classic funk. I'm talking really classic funk. And a canonical example of a guitar effect called a wah-wah pedal with the theme from Shaft, Isaac Hayes' composition. And also, real classic funk from Funkadelic, Alice in My Fantasies. But before that, another really classic funk song. Yeah, let's start off this next set with George Clinton. Yes, George Clinton. And hey, good looking.
Excuse me if I gawk, if I bark. There's a pause in my talk. You've got me tongue-tied, girl.
Pardon me if I flip, if I trip, if my composure sort of slip.
Please don't fret if I freak, the sight of you got me geek.
Forgive me if I stare, you must be aware I've been bugging about your beauty, baby boy. And I bet you
good to me.
Look good to me.
Look good to me.
He is gone.
Hey. to be too many cats ain't like you up in the hood. Breast sitting right, mind setting the notion. Lips so notable, more potent than my potion. As I continue to just sit off in this state that you proceed to have me drifting on. Baby doll, you know you're wrong. The way that you move is unexplanatory, leaving the fellas on days and other divas in a worry. Temperatures rising and my breath is getting thinner, cause I feel like I'm a rep and I know that you the winner. Beginning it's not us, I wanna feel your slightest touch, be in your every sight, even if it ain't much. So all those other brothers in line, they got to wait, cause I'ma be the first to know what's cooking and be the first to taste.
Got McGee.
This is Lawrence Lessig, and you are listening to Plastic Sushi, Strawberries, and Thyme, a free-form mix of music, social commentary, and educational programming on the radio, WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM, and WMFO.org on the web, Tufts free-form and educational radio.
She's a rebel, she's a saint, she's a salt of the earth, and she's dangerous.
Thank you. trouble like you had last year in the Fillmore District. Understand? That's my policy.
Yeah, well, when an adult male is chasing a female with intent to commit rape, I shoot the bastard. That's my policy.
Intent? How did you establish that?
Well, a naked man is chasing a woman through an alley with a butcher knife and a hard on. I figure he isn't out collecting for the Red Cross.
Afraid not, sir.
Your eggs, then, they are fresh?
Oh, yes, sir.
I will have poached eggs. And bring me some cigars, please. Havana cigars.
And that will be all for you, sir?
Yes.
And I'll see to it right away.
Try one of these Jamaican cigars, Ambassador. They're pretty good.
Thank you, no. I do not support the work of imperialist stooges.
Oh, only commie stooges, huh?
You're gonna let that lousy commie punk vomit all over us like this?
Hope you give him what he
deserves. Don't worry, I certainly will. It'll be my pleasure. Definitely give him a little extra beating for me.
I love the smell of napalm in the morning. You know, one time we had a hail bomb for 12 hours when it was all over, I walked up. We didn't find one of them, not one stinking big body. The smell, you know, that gasoline smell. The whole hill. It smelled like victory. We'll be right back.
sex machine to all your cheeks. You're damn right. Who is the man that would risk his neck for his brother, man? Can you dig it? Who's the cat that won't cop out when there's danger all about? Shut. Right on. You see, this cat Shaft is a bad mother.
Shut your mouth.
What I'm talking about, Shaft?
Well, we can do it.
He's a complicated man, but no one understands him but his woman.
Could do that. This is something I would actually like to do.
Lobotomite! 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 Did it, double man. Now I am a real sicky. Guess I'll have to break the news that I got no mind to lose. All the drugs are a weapon. I'm a teenage lobotomer. Slurps and smells are after me. DDT keeps me happy. Now I guess I'll have to tell him that I got no cerebellum.
Just like we thought, boss. No insulation in the attic.
Perfect. Now go wild and waste some wattage.
The Mitchell House. A house like many others. Except this one's under attack by energy hogs. They show up anywhere energy's being wasted.
Talk to me, hogs.
The washer. It's not Energy Star rated.
Outstanding. What about the thermostat?
Not programmable. I repeat, not programmable.
Looks like we're living high on the hog.
Only one person has the power to get rid of energy hogs. You.
Hold on! Someone's home!
And he's got energy-efficient light bulbs!
To find out how you can fight energy hogs, log on to energyhog.org. You'll find fun games and lots of tips on making your home more energy efficient.
Now he's installing Energy Star appliances!
Not Energy Star! That's it! Get out of there! I'll get you, energyhog.org!
Hey! Wait for me!
Brought to you by the Alliance to Save Energy, the Department of Energy, and the Ad Council.
Diabetes is a killer. After I was diagnosed, I didn't feel sick, so I didn't listen to my doctor. Then it struck I had a heart attack, then a stroke, and I was only 49.
People with diabetes are 2 to 4 times more likely to suffer a stroke than people without diabetes. Many who survive are severely disabled. Learn to reduce your risk of stroke. Call 1-800-DIABETES for your free diabetes survival guide.
Don't let diabetes destroy your life.
A message from the American Diabetes Association and the American College of Cardiology.
This evening on the Plastic Sushi Strawberries and Thyme Sound Collage, our theme is punk versus funk as we alternate between punk songs and funk songs. And we had some real classics in that last set for you. We began with George Clinton and his booty-enhanced remixed version of Hey Good Lookin'. And then it was Green Day, named after a type of marijuana popular in California, with Nice Guys Finish Last from their Nimrod album. And then it was another classic funk band, Funkadelic, with Alice in My Fantasies from their album Standing on the Verge of Getting It On. And then from U2, a very cool cover of the Ramones song Beat on the Brat. And I love the way the guitar player, the Edge, plays his rhythm guitar on that. Johnny Ramone actually was tremendously influenced by Jimmy Page's style of guitar playing in Communication Breakdown, which was on the first Led Zeppelin album. And essentially, Jimmy Page just took a guitar pick and he hit the strings going down, 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 down over and over again, instead of another way, which is you go down and then you go up, which is more typically. And Johnny Ramone just loved that, and he completely adopted that as the way he played guitar. For better or worse, I don't know. These days, though, for years, I don't use guitar picks at all. Instead, like Chet Atkins and Merle Travis and Lindsey Buckingham of Fleetwood Mac and Jeff Beck, possibly the world's best guitar player ever. We all use our fingers to play, not generally picks. And you get a lot more control, as Jeff Beck said. Well, Jeff Beck has a way of explaining it, that he was studying the Merle Travis and Chet Atkins, and they actually used some, at different times, some of them used metal picks mounted on their fingers, on their individual fingers. But when he was out on stage, he'd play the normal way that he did with guitar pick. But then, as he said, when the booze kicked in the 1970s, I began dropping my pick on stage. And at that point, he just began playing with his fingers directly. And he realized, wow, it's like having a turbocharger in your arsenal of tricks. And there's a lot more intimacy, I'd say, with the touching the strings and expressing oneself that way. Yes, so after that, we had Isaac Hayes, his theme from Shaft. And that was, well, it ended up becoming a surprise single. They weren't originally going to release it as a single from that movie Shaft, but it went on to become an incredible hit single. And it won the Academy Award for the Best Original Song, with Isaac Hayes becoming the first African-American to win that honor. And just so we are clear, that wah-wah pedal effect, one of the that was played by the guitarist Charlie Pitts, not Isaac Hayes, but Isaac Hayes does the singing and he composed the song there. And that went on to influence, I mean, that was a funk song, but profoundly influential in the development of disco. And then from that funk song, we went over to the Ramones with Teenage Lobotomy. And we wrap things up with a couple of public service messages for you. We got, I think, two more sets for you. And in this next set, we are going to hear two songs by a band that basically started out as punks, The Clash. And then they went on to explore so many different types of music, particularly like on their Sandinista album. London Calling. And, we're going to hear a punk song from them and then a funk song from Combat Rock. And in between then, we're going to hear from Carl Carlton. She's a bad mama jama. Another selection there from Pure Funk, Volume 2. And also some classic punk with Johnny Thunders. But first, here's a song I think that is really actually more like a sound collage, a funk sound collage. And it's by the band Cameo. I hope you like it. Okay, we are running into a little technical problem here. So let me try to deal with it. Meanwhile, we've got a thunderstorm going for you.
This one's entitled, I Got a Personality Crisis.
Yeah. a soldier. You're neither. You're an errand boy sent by grocery clerks to collect a bill.
Bye. I love you. Yeah.
Give it to me, baby. Uh-huh, uh-huh. Give it to me, baby. Uh-huh, uh-huh. fly for a white guy. Uno, dos, tres, cuatro, cinco, cinco, seis.
You know it's kind of hard just to get along today. Our subject isn't cool, but he fakes it anyway. He may not have a clue and he may not have style, but everything he lacks, well, he makes up in denial. So don't debate, play us straight. You know he really doesn't get it anyway. Gotta play the field and keep it real. For you know way, for you know way. So if you don't break, just overcompensate. At least you know you can always go on Ricky Lake. The world needs one of these. Hey, hey, do that brand new thing.
Give it to me, baby.
Listening to the Plastic Sushi Strawberries in Time sound collage, only here on WMFO in Medford. Yes, we are Tufts. Non-commercial community freeform radio. I've been your host, Edward Buchard. Our theme this week has been punk versus funk. And in that last set, we began with Cameo and Word Up, and then it was Johnny Thunder's Personality Crisis. Carl Carlton, She's a Bad Mama Jama, followed by Two from The Clash, a punk song with White Riot, and then Overpowered by Punk. By Funk! Yes, punks and funks. And then we finished things up with Offspring, Pretty Fly for a White Guy. Meanwhile, we've got some Cosmic Rhythm Vibrations mixed up with a Tropical Rainforest for you as we await Smoke Breaks with Mixer Tyler coming up imminently here on WMFO Medford. Thanks for listening. I expect to be back again next week with, it's Friday the 13th next week, so we're going to have some numbered kind of theme for you.
Thank you.